From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A date and location are set for President Trump's summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Here's VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman.
Now we know it is indeed Singapore, which to a lot of people makes quite a bit of sense. Both the United States and North Korea, which do not have diplomatic relations with each other, do have embassies in Singapore. It has the type of infrastructure, logistics, and communications to be able to handle high-level talks like this.
President Trump says great things will come out of the summit, and his goal remains, he says, to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. U.S. is imposing travel restrictions on Pakistani diplomats starting today. Aman Azhar of the VOA Urdu service spoke with Pakistan ambassador to the United States, Aziz Chaudhry, about all of this.
He confirmed that, yes, indeed, the Pakistan's diplomatic staff is now under travel restrictions, which kind of restrict them from moving beyond a certain limits from the embassy and the consulates. And if they want to proceed beyond that, they're going to have prior kind of a bureaucratic paperwork has to be done and put in so that they can move beyond that point.
That is VOA's Aman Azhar. For many months now, U.S. diplomats in Pakistan have complained about travel restrictions there. A report on what happened in October of last year says a U.S. Special Forces mission that resulted in the deaths of four American soldiers and four Nigerian soldiers were plagued by problems in the chain of command, but was ultimately done in by the unprecedented show of force. This is VOA News. United States saying it's looking for allied support to enforce Iran into the new negotiations over its nuclear weapons development and military advances in the Middle East, coming in the aftermath of President Trump's withdrawal from the 2015 International Pact restraining Tehran's nuclear program. Meantime, the Middle East is seeing an unprecedented military escalation between Iran and Israel. That part of the story now from AP's Aaron Heller.
First of all, we had what Israel says is an Iranian attack on the Golan Heights, on Israeli positions there, and that would be the first time that's happened in decades, since the 1973 war, where Israel was attacked from Syria and no less by Iranian forces there. Now, Israel says that of the 20 rockets that were fired, a couple of them were intercepted, others fell short of their target, but the Israeli response was very strong, very fierce.
AP's Aaron Heller reporting. A third suspect in a human smuggling ring has been extradited from Colombia to face trial in the United States. Three-year charge with illegally encouraging, inducing, and smuggling aliens into the U.S. Prosecutors allege that the defendant's actions led to the deaths of two of the migrants. Young undocumented immigrants seeking permanent residency here in the United States have received an unexpected boost as a small group of House Republican lawmakers mounted a last-minute effort to bring up an immigration vote in Congress. The group of eight Republicans, some freed from political considerations by upcoming retirements, others facing tough re-election races, defied their own party leadership, quickly convincing 10 more Republicans to sign on to a petition that would force debate on what is known as the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. House Speaker Paul Ryan says lawmakers need to pursue an actual immigration bill that can become law.
What is a bill that deals with DACA and deals with all the security other issues that can get some Democrats and get a presidential signature? Going down a path and having some kind of a spectacle on the floor that just results in a veto doesn't solve a problem.
The DACA program has shielded from deportation some 800,000 undocumented people who were brought to the United States illegally as children. Latest on the volcanic eruptions on Hawaii's Big Islands, residents have been alerted to rising levels of toxic gas from lava oozing fissures in the ground. Hawaii's governor has warned mass evacuations may be required as more fissures open in the ground. More than a dozen volcanic fissures so far have destroyed 36 structures, most of them homes. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.